Well, coronavirus is affecting countries around the world, and there are some alarming numbers coming out of the Middle East. COVID-19 is surging in Saudi Arabia, for example, with 3,000 new cases yesterday. Joining us now is NPR's Jane Arraf. She's in Amman, Jordan. Jane, give us the big picture of coronavirus in the part of the world where you are.
Well, it varies really quite a lot. I'm in Jordan, where they've gotten cases, local transmission cases, community spread down to almost zero. But on the other hand, huge spikes that we're seeing in Saudi Arabia, Iran isn't doing very well. Places like Egypt, where it's very hard to conduct social distancing, also has had spikes in cases. And really, a lot of it is tied to the fact that these countries are saying they can't just keep the economy closed forever because people will either go hungry or they'll riot.
Well, and when it comes to Iran, which has by far the most cases in the region, what do we know about how the government there is handling the pandemic? Because it is notoriously difficult to find out exactly what's going on the ground in Iran.
It is. So Iran, you'll remember, was one of those early epicenters of infection, starting way back in late February, and it's still struggling. It has registered now more than 250,000 cases. So the government response really has been to say that they're going to ban some things, including weddings and funerals, because that's the way a lot of the cases have been thought to have been transmitted. But there's an important caveat there, because President Hassan Rouhani says they're undergoing U.S. sanctions targeting oil sales, so their economy is in shambles. He says in the midst of all that, they can't afford to shut down the economy. And the health minister there has actually warned of a potential revolt over poverty. So it's a very fine line they're trying to tread there, but cases are continuing to rise because basically they're saying they just can't keep the economy closed forever.
What about in neighboring Iraq? I know you've done a lot of reporting from there, and coronavirus cases spiked there recently. How's Iraq doing, and do they have the medical resources to cope with a surge?
Yeah, Iraq is really problematic. So Iraq obviously has a lot of oil wealth, but it's a country with an economy and a health system particularly in crisis. The cases of coronavirus, people testing positive, spiked like 600% in June. And it's a healthcare system that suffered years of neglect and corruption. So here's one small example. The main hospital in the southern province of Dakar has been running out of oxygen. There are people who need it, who can't get it, patients. Patients' relatives have rioted. They fixed that problem, but now it's risen up again. And the government is investigating whether it's corruption that's led to the shortage of oxygen. So WHO, the UN agency, has rushed in oxygen concentrators. They've asked for help from China. And the thing is, really, in Iraq, like in other countries, this pandemic has really highlighted basically all of these existing fractures in government services. In Iraq, we're seeing a really extreme case of that and the effect on the healthcare system.
And what about in Syria, where there has been a civil war going on for more than 9 years? The case numbers, at least what we've been able to see from the outside, have been relatively low, but it sounds like now there are some reports of cases in the north where they're still fighting.
So in the northwest, which is one of the rebel-held areas, we saw the first cases just a few days ago, three doctors and a nurse. And here's the fear. There are hundreds of thousands of displaced Syrians there. And the fear is that it will spread really quickly through these camps for displaced people. Health officials, aid officials are warning that, you know, most of these people don't have access to soap. They don't have access to running water. And so it's a critical time there. And there's a lot of worry over what happens in those areas.
So let's go back around to Jordan, where you are, which is a place that, as you said, has relatively few cases.
So, yeah, Jordan imposed one of the strictest lockdowns in the world. It banned people from leaving their homes at all at first for anything but emergencies. It shut down even grocery stores. So now almost all the cases it's finding are from truck drivers coming from Saudi Arabia or returning expats. But the problem is that even though it's done really well domestically, how does it open up again to other countries, to its neighbors? Saudi Arabia, for instance, is suffering a lot. It's had a big spike in cases, and a lot of it is from migrant laborers. You know, those big skyscrapers, the football stadiums in the Gulf, they're built with foreign laborers. And they're living in very close quarters, sleeping in bunk beds. A lot of those people will leave, but right now they're suffering even higher rates of the virus. And that's one of the things that's going to change the shape of the Middle East probably for years to come, even after this pandemic is over.
That is NPR's Jane Arraf speaking with us from Amman, Jordan. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.